it counts as a kind of hipstery sort of hobby. It's like, oh, you do martial arts? Well, I do historical European martial arts.
Oh, okay. So, like, within realm of martial arts, you're a hipster.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I mean, I gotta call a spade a spade. Can we still say that? Anyway,
it depends on if you're talking about, you know,
eyeball.
A spade, like the card
money.
Suit, or like you're talking about, like, the garden tool.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you talking about? One of those is incredibly racist.
Black people.
Whoa.
Is that not?
Look at this spade calling the kettle black.
It should be okay, he said.
And then he said, a snatch of time is what it was. Hi,
my name is Kendrick.
My name is Kyle Hagen, and I'm an addict.
Hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kendrick.
I am here, and Hipsters Anonymous. I finally come to the realization that I am, in fact, a hipster.
After,
I still hate them, though.
After my fifth pair of black rim glasses, I realized that I had a problem.
I bought a canvas and leather bag for my laptop instead of a regular nylon one like I should have.
Then he realized that he was on the site hipsterbags.com after the order.
Then that I had a lifetime membership.
I have been hanging out at Stranger and Stranger bars. First off, it started with, you know, just a regular brewery.
Right.
Then,
because you had a gift certificate or something.
Yeah, it was just a place that we were at. Then I met some people there who told me that I needed to do trivia at another bar. And then this bar ended up being a nitrous-infused orange juice and mocha shake bar. And then before I knew it, I was, you know, making my own meals with freeze-dried... Actually, I'm just describing weird gastronomy,
brewing your own kombucha.
Oh, yeah, brewing my own kombucha, yeah. Then before I knew it, I was at a place that served exclusively kombucha, and I was balls deep. I'd love to hear someone say balls deep in, like, a...
kombucha, that sounds tingly.
Balls deep.
Anyway, sets up. I just wanted to leave with that joke, because it was funny to me.
You realize you're a hipster?
Yeah, I still refuse to acknowledge it, but
you're a millennial and a hipster.
I am.
Damn.
Yes. Yeah.
That Venn diagram looks fucked up.
I mean, I have obscure hobbies.
Does obscure hobbies a hipster make?
I think it's one of those baskets of symptoms more than specific, you know, things.
I don't know how many hipsters, you know, fling steel, if you will.
I don't either, but I feel like it counts as a kind of hipstery sort of hobby. It's like, oh, you do martial arts? Well, I do historical European martial arts.
Oh, okay, so like within the realm of martial arts, you're a hipster.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I mean, I gotta call a spade a spade. Can we still say that?
It depends on if you're talking about, you know...
Eyeball.
A spade, like the card...
Money.
Suit, or like you're talking about, like the garden tool.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you talking about?
One of those
is incredibly racist.
Black people.
Whoa.
Is that not?
Look at this spade calling the kettle black.
I don't think that's accurate.
So.
All right. Eyeball, give us money off of that.
There's a bunch of cool movies coming out in the time we're recording this. So by the time this comes out, maybe they won't be as pertinent. But in that light, I was
you
like,
guys
maybe
get those cool movies that just came out.
I've been reading a lot of articles about said movies that are coming out, or seeing really interesting infographics on Facebook about some movies, and I kind of was like searching around for maybe an eventing topic this morning, and I found a really interesting article on Angelina Jolie's role in the old Tomb Raider movies.
Oh, yeah?
And the article that got me, like the reason that I kind of focused on it was because the name of the article was called Bra Padding, Drug Testing, and Risk Taking, How Angelina Jolie's Tomb Raider was made.
Jolie,
Angelina Jolie.
Please don't ever play that character again.
Actually, the movies weren't that. They grossed a lot of money. They might
I
have.
Can't,
so it started off with them kind of, and I'm just gonna go over the article briefly because this is. I mean, our inventing segment was never really like.
Who's gonna hold you to it?
Okay, yeah. No, fuck you guys. Not you listeners. Just you, Kendrick.
Okay.
So Angelina Jolie used to be kind of like Hollywood's like bad girl. If you're not familiar with her history, a brief overview was like, you know, she wasn't showing up to movie sets on time, and she was causing films to like delay, and she was like kind of a little addict, and there was all these things that were causing her to
little addicted,
causing her to be like a very unreliable actress, right? But let me see if I can see the guy's name, because
what's your game plan here?
Who the fuck was the director?
What are you doing?
Okay, West.
Wes Anderson?
No, that's not it.
Wes Craven?
I don't think they would let Wes Anderson direct a video game movie. Simon West. So Simon West directed the original Tomb Raider movies, and he's like, I think we need Angelina Jolie, blah, blah, blah. But then they're like, the rest of the production and staff were kind of worried that she was going to be all flaky and stuff. So they brought her down, and they were like, we really want you for this part. She's like, I really want to play this, because much like I learned the other day, what is her name? Elisa Vikander, yeah. The new Tomb Raider girl, also watched and played and enjoyed Tomb Raider as a kid. Angelina Jolie was in a similar light, because the game has been around for like ever.
Sure.
You don't believe me?
I'm going to guess at 18 years.
That's how old the franchise is?
Yes.
Okay, let's...
In 2008... So. No, I lied. 20 years. I think 20 years. I think it was from 1998. That's my guess. Sticking to it.
Okay.
Arms crossed.
He's crossing them, folks. I shouldn't have just typed Tomb Raider into...
Problem is that Tomb Raider describes 15 things with no, you know, other things on the name. Because there's like... 4 movies and 27 video games that are just called Tomb Raider.
Yeah, because Tomb Raider Legacy was 2006, right? So that was 10 years ago for the game that came out that comprised all of the Tomb Raider games.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it won't even, like... It doesn't have a...
Yep.
It's difficult.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's so hard. Yeah, it's about 20 years, you're right. So 1996 was when the first game came out for Sega Saturn and PS1. And Windows, MS-DOS, and Mac.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it says. Huh. So, it's been around for a while. Angelina Jolie, and this is just me quoting the article, you know. I'm not actually...
Sit top. We'll read articles to you.
she said she really wanted to... she said, she knows what her reputation is, because she had one at the time. And she'd do anything to prove she's worthy and reliable... And she turned up and work hard. And so the Paramount Pictures president, Sherry Lansing, who's going to be another part of this article, said, okay, well, do you mind if we do drug tests on you every day to make sure that you're not, like, on drugs? And she said, yes. So, like, for me, this
is... Yes, she minds? Or
yeah, yes. No, yes, she would. She would do that. So she was that willing to do that for the movie. So, like, in my mind, this is, like, either some kind of weird... Like, I didn't realize that this movie was a slight turning point maybe in her career of, like,
her being, like,
moving away. So, like, the first movie, they said yes to her, and so they started filming it, and then a guy named Bob Klein was hired. He was a former photographer and therapist to make sure, like, she stayed on the straight and narrow, but he ended up being this, like, kind of, like, gigantic tool and was asking her to do, like, really weird stuff. He wanted her to have, like, milk baths and started talking about yoga and meditation to the point of where, like, she was in charge of her training, and everybody was like, fuck you, fuck this, she seems to be doing fine on her own. And I guess there was some kind of, like, weird stuff happening on set with, like, Bobby Klein and her and some possible sexual harassment stuff. So they were like, get away, like, we're done with this. So there was, like, really weird stuff happening on the set, like, with Bob Klein. And Bob Klein got let go about, I don't know if it was halfway or whatever, but they basically said, we don't really want you here. Angela doesn't want you here, so please go away. And it's like they're pretty sure that he was just there, and he was just there trying to get expenses and stuff. So like he was there and got hired, but probably wasn't gonna do what he was said he was gonna do anyway. But so there was that. There was the whole like possible allegations of sexual harassment.
I think that light just turned on.
Yeah, you've seen it.
I just saw it go yellow and red. I've never seen it go yellow before.
I haven't either, actually.
So I just saw it go yellow and then red, and now it's green, cool. Red, green, red. So I think we just saw it turn on.
You've witnessed the magic.
Witness me!
So, much like Vikander's character, Elisa's character, like, Angelina Jolie had to train her balls off because she did her own stunt, a lot of her own stunts in that movie, just like Alicia did. So, it's like there's like a history, I guess, of Tomb Raider actresses. I guess, or am I supposed to say actors? Tomb Raider theater players.
True Tomb Raider professional liar people.
Okay. Of just actually doing their own stunts, which is kind of great. It's kind of cool.
That's cool.
And the stunt coordinator said that she did stunts at the time that he had never seen any women do before. So that was kind of like, you're reading all this stuff and you're like, I couldn't tell if it was just bloated or if it was real, but it's kind of cool just to hear people say that.
I'm trying to remember why, what happened with that old Tomb Raider? Why was it?
I don't know. They made three or four, maybe?
Maybe that's why.
And the second one, so there's actually something that talks about the second one in there.
Continue.
Let's see here. So, Laura Croft was always a character that was, like, very independent and blah, blah, blah. Like, if you don't know who Laura Croft is, just go read her Wikipedia article about, like, Laura Croft. She's a character. She's basically, like, a female Indiana Jones. She's fucking awesome. She's pretty cool. But I guess the studio chose to focus a lot on, like, her looks instead of everything else about the movie.
Like, writing?
I don't know if it was more in marketing. I don't know if it was in writing. I was sitting here trying to remember what the movies were about, and I just remember them being kind of like fun action movies.
That movie's a long time ago. I seem to remember that something about the writing, the story didn't make sense.
Okay, but they had focused on, and the studio, and because of fanboys, were focused on like the Lara Croft sexualization.
Right.
Because that was a big deal. Like, Lara Croft was like a female character who was dressed in kind of a skimpy outfit who had like gigantic boobs. She had double D's in the game, and so they actually asked her to pad her bra in the movie because she didn't have big enough boobs. So she's a 34C, a 36C, and they asked her to pad her bras to go up to a D. And so like that was a kind of a weird thing that they were asking her to do, but it was purely for like marketing and trying to sell like the sexualization of Lara Croft, right? Which was kind of another like interesting weird thing that happened with that movie. And I haven't heard anything that has happened about that with the new Tomb Raider movie yet, but I guess you won't find out until after because the stories don't come out.
Well, they kind of changed your desire a little. They made it a little less ridiculous, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
The newer games.
And actually, the games progressively did that too.
That's so what like, I mean. Like, the video games have gotten less and less, like, preposterous? Boob-tastical?
So the first new Tomb Raider debuted at number one with 48.2 million in 2001, or around 2001. And they were writing another one, and Laura, and she said she was going to do it.
Wait, the first one was from 2001?
I said around 2001. I don't remember when, but at a, the only reason I'm saying around or before is because they had a press thing where she said she was going to play her again in 2001, so it had to have been on or before.
Okay, so I guess that movie wasn't that far after the game came out then. That was weirdly in unison there.
I guess you're right. That's really crazy.
So, I mean, that means it only came out like 5 years after the game came out.
Yeah. Yeah, that actually, okay.
That's confusing, scary. And
yeah, when you think about it. So, they made another one. The second one was called Lara Croft Tomb Raider, The Cradle of Life, and it premiered in 2003. So only 2 years apart. That's actually not bad for, yeah. Thinking about this too, like, this was the first video game, like, one of the first really successful video game franchises.
Was it successful?
Well, I would say it was. I mean, it grossed number one the first weekend. The first film overall did $270 million. The second one did $150 million. So it's like,
that's pretty good.
I don't know actually like what they grossed, but I mean, they were popular movies at the time when I was working at the theater. Like,
yeah,
the people would go see them.
Yeah.
And, but in between films, this is kind of like, goes back to her like kind of Robert Downey-esque turning point in career. Because during the filming of the first Tomb Raider and the second Tomb Raider movie, she ended her marriage with Billy Bob Thornton. She became estranged with her father for some reason, and she adopted her first kid. And so, I'm like, I can't tell if this was, like, this movie was, like, the turning point in her career
I see what I'm going for here. What you're trying to assert here is that Lara Croft is responsible for making Angelina Jolie's life and career better.
I just think it's interesting that that kind of character, playing that kind of character was so important to her that she was willing to do a small thing, like a drug test every day. And I wonder how much that played into her, like, changing her life. Yeah. And that's just kind of, like, I guess I'm preaching to the power of positive mental attitudes here, where when you want to do something enough, you're like Alicia or Joss Whedon or these people who like want to play their stars or want to interact with their favorite things, or J.J. Abrams, who's writing Star Wars, all these people that are finally getting the chance to do what they like have, air quoting, always wanted to do because their childhood was affected by these things. Like, you can do that stuff.
You can.
I mean, it's cheesy to say, but I'm being positive today.
So, it seems like we've reached a point now where the remakes and sequels and stuff are made with love by the people who adored the original instead of made by whoever the hell is doing them in the 80s.
Well, and the Tomb Raider one specifically is weird because it's not really a remake as much as the franchise has been remade. So it's like a video game movie based off of a remake of a franchise of a video game that had movies before. Did I say that fast enough?
I think you said it right, actually.
Ha-ha!
Score one for Kyle.
But the other... So that is one of the movies coming out. And then I've also been seeing a lot of really fucking weird reviews for Ready Player One, which doesn't come out till March 22nd. Player One, Ready Player One, give us money. But 20... it's not happening, but...
It's not happening. I actually shit all over it in that one... After you talked about it was good, and then I shit all over it in another podcast. I don't think they're going to...
Well, like, so I liked it because of the kind of world it was in. Kendrick, you didn't like it because of everything that I liked it for, pretty much, as far as I can tell.
No. I liked it for the same reason you liked it, and I hated it for reasons that didn't bother you.
Oh, yeah, because I don't, like... I'm not able to, like, connect with people that
because
way.
Even I was too pissed off about how nerdy and white he was.
Fair enough. It's easy to ignore things when you're a white male.
He represented, his character, at least from the book, represented
all
of the
regrettable...
Oh, I was talking about me. Oh. Kyle's character in the book represented all of the regrettable decisions I've ever made as a teenager.
Oh, yeah, the
especially
hit too close to
life.
Home thing. Yeah. That was another thing. So, I read a review article from IO9, spit on it if you will, but I thought it was funny because they said that the movie had... They paid only lip service to a lot of the things that they wanted to delve deeper with. So, I guess they felt like they were using... I'm going to use the same term I think I tried to use in the book, but it was like a nerd culture circle jerk. I don't think I said that, actually, but I'm saying it now.
I think it was at that.
Nerd culture circle jerk, where, like, you get all of the things, you get to see and, you know, like, lightly graze all of the things that you're like, cool, I know that, but you never go deeper into, like, why they're there or why
Again,
they chose those things.
I'm going to have to watch the movie because that sounds like a critique of the book, too.
I know, right? And that's what I thought, because
the book
a lot
doesn't
of people,
exactly go deep.
A lot of people like the book because of that, and simultaneously are saying now they dislike the movie because of that, which I thought was an interesting article. And then I saw another one that was the same argument, but that's why it was good. And I'm like, fucking shit, I don't know what to think of.
What do I do?
Yeah.
What do?
So, I think I'm going to drag you to see it with me.
I'm going to watch it. I don't know if Kate will want to watch it, but I'm going to watch it.
Well, it's not Will Wheaton, so maybe that'll help.
Will Wheaton. Well, that was my problem. That was not her problem.
So, so that thing is kind of weird to me because you can literally... That's one of the examples of being able to find something where the same criteria or the same reasons for it being bad or someone else's reasons for it being good. So, everything's subjective. Nothing matters.
Nothing else matters.
Hey, Amy, do you have any words about your excitement or anything that you want to talk about with regard to Tomb Raider?
Or disillusion with your adult life?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not disillusioned with Tomb Raider. I'm
That's
really,
good.
Really, really excited for it. Though I think one interesting aspect is that he started on that franchise a lot later.
So you only played the new games, right?
I only played it because Megan suggested it. Popper. Well, and you suggested it, I guess. And so... But... In playing both of the games, I played the two new ones. I think it's regular Tomb Raider and Tomb Raider Rising. Rising of the Tomb Raider?
Rise of the Tomb Raider, yeah.
Rise of the Tomb Raider.
And I played those in quick succession, and as I played that, I became much more excited for the movie. So I think having the game as a background is, really helpful, and it's helped me anyway be excited for the movies and appreciate them a lot more.
What did you like about the games?
I mean, sneaking around and shooting people with my bow. It was just nice to be able to play, like, a girl character who, like, could actually get in fights with men. Because I don't know if you guys ever notice this, but a lot of times if you are playing a woman character, or maybe not in games as much, but in media, it's always women against women. And so being able to go up against a man and, like, fucking kick his ass as he's, like, threatening you, I don't know, that's empowering.
Yeah.
That's something that was missing out of the earlier Tomb Raiders. Did you fight a lot of dudes? I thought
you're shooting dudes all the time.
Was it dudes? I thought it was more, like, weird shit.
I think it's... I remember like, you don't, I don't remember that many gunfights in that game, to be honest, because I was really, really, really bad at the old Tomb Raider, because it was...
It was a lot of, it was a puzzle jumper in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and so I don't, I'm, the ones I remember, I think there was, like, black-clad guys in suits and shit, but, or not black-clad guys, guys in black-clad suits. There's a black-clad guy.
I mean, he's clad in black.
Okay.
Well, right. I guess it's not wrong.
I'm just saying, it seems like that's something that they put in the newer ones to, and that improved the franchise was a little more of the
And they, the have, combat an, they have another game coming out. They just announced at, I don't know where, actually, but The Shadows of the Tomb Raider is coming out soon, so.
Yeah, September.
That's kind of cool.
I'm super excited.
Interesting.
Tomb Raider, man. So, it's its own kind of game, but it's, I think it's similar in some style to the Uncharted games.
Well,
which makes me really happy.
In the 21st century, everything's a little similar to Uncharted.
Oh, I don't know about that, but.
Well, those kinds of games have really taken off as far as setting the standard for games, right? Like,
I guess I just meant in like kind of theme and like overall story feel, where the Tomb Raider games are kind of cool because of the story you're playing through is like a, it's almost like an 8-hour, you know, 20-hour movie. And I don't know that games with, like, a lot of tons, side quests and weird shit like that usually feel like that.
Yeah, it's a classic style. Wasn't Uncharted basically just the male version of Tomb Raider?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying, like, is that, but it came out.
The weird male knockoff.
The new, the Uncharted came out before the new Tomb Raider came out, right. And so Tomb Raider influenced Uncharted, I'm almost 100% sure, which also influenced the new Tomb Raider. So, like, it indirectly influenced itself.
And somewhere in there, GTA is involved.
Yeah, because you kill more people than fucking, like, the French
Revolution. No, I mean, like, in the way that, in that free-roaming kind of...
Well, you didn't like my French Revolution illusion?
Nobody cares about and,
it's a history thing I know. It's, like, all I know.
Nobody cares. Nobody and, cares. But then, like, Assassin's Creed influenced a lot of these things, and even then, like, Metal Gear Solid influenced some of these things as far as, like, stealth mechanics, and so, yeah, these games, they all kind of rip each other off on the, as far as little elements here and there, and I guess not rip each other.
I'm overlooking inspired. That because they're, you're not making argument that it's arguable against. So,
no,
like,
I'm just saying, it's just, like
the theme and play and the play style of...
What I like is when they remake games, but they don't just do it again, they add those new mechanics, and they add those elements that are a result of 20 years of video games happening between you first made this game and now, so you can actually take new concepts in and maybe things that wouldn't have made sense, like the kind of stealth aspects in the original Tomb Raider weren't nearly as well developed or interesting as the ones in the new one, because we've stealth in video games has gotten a lot less shitty. Stealth in video games in the 90s was fucking annoying.
Yeah, it wasn't the same. All right, well, thanks for listening to Sitzug, everybody. This was a Kyle Talks podcast.
I wasn't going to say anything, but you almost certainly are going to get the cold open on this one, just by virtue of you having the most amount of words.
Well, I mean, if I can do anything, winning a cold open.
By the way, that's a beautiful hoodie. Just so.
Yeah, I got the Overwatch Roadhog hoodie. I got it in like 2 days.
Yeah.
Which was surprising, because they said it was going to be like 11 days.
60 weeks.
5 billion years.
All right, everybody. Like, comment, and subscribe to the Kyle Talk podcast.
Kyle Talk.